Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted about Imam Ali alayhi salam. This is a hadith which Imam Ali alayhi salam himself mentioned. As you know, this is the birthday of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and it's also Father's Day, and we also know that this is the days in which the i'tikaf commences, you know, the 3 days in which people stay in the mosque and fast and worship Allah. Because of this, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners on this most auspicious day. You know, we don't need to remind our listeners that, you know, the birthday of Imam Ali alayhi salam is one of those miraculous events in the history of Islam. As you know, the mother of Imam Ali alayhi salam, at this time she was performing the pilgrimage when the pangs of birth, she experienced them. You know, the walls of the Kaaba, they opened up and she entered it, stayed there for a number of days, and then when she exited it, she came, you know, bearing the noble Imam in her arms, and you know, and so this is a very happy day, especially for all of the lovers of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and the lovers of knowledge, because we know that one of Imam Ali's alayhi salam's his virtues was his the extremity and the enormity, immensity of his knowledge about everything, about God, about the universe. And one of the hadith in which he mentions his own knowledge is the following hadith in which he says the following. This is a hadith, is a part of a sermon which he gave after having been pledged allegiance to as the caliph, meaning after people paid allegiance to him as the caliph. He said, "O people, ask me before you lose me. Ask me, for I have the knowledge of the past and the future. By Allah, if I was to set up to judge, I would certainly judge for the people of the Torah with their Torah itself." He then said, "Ask me before you lose me. By He who split the seed and originated man, were you to ask me about each and every verse of the Quran, I would inform you when the verse was revealed and the reason for its revelation." And Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, "I am fused with a hidden knowledge such that were I to disclose it, you would be shaking like ropes hanging from a bucket in a deep well." So, and also there's a famous hadith in which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been reported to have said, "I am the city of knowledge, ana madinatul ilm, and Ali is its gate, wa aliyun babuha." If somebody desires to enter this city, it's necessary for him to enter that city from its door, meaning from via Imam Ali alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Imam Ali's knowledge in his own words. Once again, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners on this most auspicious day. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.